Blog Talk Radio.
Here on Psychics Gone Wild tonight. You've got Angela Bixby at the helm. This is my first time caller, so please be patient with me. We are going to jump right in on this fun Friday and bring a caller on the line. 832, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
This is Susan, and I'm in Houston, Texas.
Hi, Susan. Welcome.
Thank you.
How can I help you tonight?
Oh, sure. I've got a question about job and career. I have been working this, I work these temporary contract assignments through an agency, and the one I'm working now, it ends next Tuesday, and the agency sent me on an interview with another company. My interview was Monday of this week, in other words, last Monday. And they had me do kind of an assignment and wanted me to call back and everything, but I haven't heard a thing from them. Is this not going to go anywhere, or do you have any feelings about it?
I do, Susan. Right off the bat, Spirit says that this, it looks like it's something that you're going to hear from the company on very, very positively. I would be surprised if you didn't hear from them very soon. It looks like it's going to, I would say maybe a week you'll hear from them. So it could be a whole nother week, but it feels good. It looks like it's something that's going to be yours if it's what you want.
Okay, because I'm surprised because, I mean, I never have heard a peep. In other words, I had to email some, you know, sample writings and stuff like that, and I thought they haven't answered me about it. You know, and it's, it, I mean, that's okay, but I just took that as maybe they just didn't like what I sent or, you know, they didn't like me in the interview. Not that they didn't appear that way. They appeared that they liked me, you know.
Yeah, it looks like Spirit's saying there's something else going on behind all this. There, you know, there's a lot of distraction at the organization. So, you know, it's as if one, three or four different things are going on that they've got their minds on. And so that's
yeah.
why the delay. You know, it's just, it's not necessarily the priority at the moment as much as it feels like it to you. But I do feel like you're going to hear from them within a week or so's time.
Okay, so because this is like another temporary contract thing, and supposedly it pays better. I mean, do you feel that I'll feel pretty good with the money?
Yeah, very much so. And what Spirit's saying is this has the potential to lead into something permanent. I mean, this is sort of the beginning of something that could go permanent. So this is definitely worth the wait.
Okay. All right.
Good luck to you, Susan.
Well, I thank you for the information because I was just feeling, it was just like everything just stopped. It was just like I haven't had any response. And everything. It's just like everything just dropped off in the water. And so I thought, well, this is not going to do anything. But, okay, I thank you very much for your time. Thank you very
much. You're welcome. You're welcome. Good luck, Susan. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Go ahead and take the next caller here, 928. How can I help you?
Oh, yes. Hi, Angela. My name is Alfina.
Hi, Alfina. How are you?
Good. I've actually asked you a question like a week, I think a week or 2 weeks ago, but my question now is I'm wondering if, like, if Saturday is going to happen and, like, how Brian feels about it.
Did you say, Alfina, is Saturday going to happen?
Yeah, because I have plans. I had plans with him, so I'm just wondering if it's still going to work out and, like, what are his feelings about it?
Gotcha. He's excited about it. From what I can see, he's daydreaming about you a bit. And he's a little nervous. But, yeah, it looks like it's definitely going to go forward. And you've got a lot of support from the angels and the spirits on the other side behind this one.
Because, like, he hasn't texted me, like, to – because we haven't really figured out what we're going to do and things like that. So that's just why I was wondering, like, if he was – if he didn't want to or not.
I think he's nervous. You know, he's not sure what the plan's going to be. But I do see you guys getting together. I do see it happening.
Okay, so, like, it will work out?
Yeah, it looks like it's going to work out from what Spirit says. I would be surprised
okay,
if it doesn't.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much, Angela.
You're welcome. Good luck and have fun tonight.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye. Go ahead and take the next caller here. 207, how can I help you?
Hi, good evening. I was wondering when my finances would be increasing a bit.
No problem. What's your name?
Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Let me just tune into Spirit here and see what they have to say about your finances. So are you waiting on a promotion or a job offer or something, a raise? Because I do see things raising here pretty quickly. It's almost like something you've been waiting for it to come in is coming in.
Yeah, I have been waiting on something, yes.
Yeah, I see it coming in. It's almost as if it's so close. I mean, it's happening very soon. I would be surprised if it doesn't happen next week.
Next week? Wow,
yeah.
That's quick.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how long you've been waiting, but if it's been, you know, a matter of a couple months, it feels like it would be next week, right? It's literally around the corner. I can practically touch it.
Wow. Well, thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. Good luck, Tom. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Bye.
Eight 858, how can I help you?
Hi, Angela. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. My name is Roxana, and I'm calling from California.
Hi, Roxana.
And I had a question. Several weeks ago, we had an argument with the man that I was seeing, and he doesn't talk to me. So do you see that he will start communicating with me, or what should I expect?
Yeah. Roxana, are you comfortable telling me his first name?
Robert.
Okay, just tuning in here. Have you spoken to him since you had the argument?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. I see him, it's almost as if he was stubborn around whatever this argument was, I see him, Spirit shows him stepping out from behind sort of whatever barrier it was that he had put in front of himself. as kind of a shield for his, you know, to protect himself is really where the stubbornness comes from. And I see him sort of stepping aside from that and walking in a new direction. There's part of him that's wondering whether he can really do this or not, is what Spirit says. You know, it's sometimes it feels like almost more than he can handle. It's not you, it's being in relationship with someone. You know, it's almost as if he's not sure if he has staying power, period, with anyone. So he definitely questions that about himself. But I do see him shifting a bit on what has gone on between the two of you. Just don't know if he's sort of your best vibrational match. You seem to be in a lot more light than Spirit shows him. So just, you know, listen to what feels right to you in terms of your vibration versus his on this. He may come around. He may come around and surprise you, but he's definitely putting himself through a lot of inquiry right now.
Do you know how soon he may start talking to me? It won't be very soon.
I'd be surprised if you didn't hear from him in the next, I would expect that you would hear from him in the next couple of weeks if you haven't already. Whether you're going to continue seeing each other or not, I feel like you're going to see him, or excuse me, you're going to hear from him, whether you see him or not, you know, and that
feels
like it's
coming. That I told him why I cannot see him, but still we can communicate.
Uh-huh.
So that was actually my decision, but because I just put some boundaries.
Well, the boundaries that you put up made a lot of sense to him, is what Spirit says. And it's almost as if he's not sure how to get around the boundaries. And it's not that he needs to get around the boundaries. It's that he needs to respect them and then communicate with you differently. But it's as if he doesn't know how to do that, right? He wants to. He really does want to. And there's a possibility that he'll surprise you and respect the boundaries, yet try to move forward with you, too.
You think so? You think
mm-hmm.
that may shift between us? Like
yeah.
in a positive direction?
Yeah, there's that possibility. He wants to figure out how to do this with you, is what they say. I mean, he does question whether he's made that way or not, but there's also a part of him that does want to do this with you. So, yeah, well, it could go in a good direction.
Okay. Thank you, Angela.
You're welcome, Roxana. Take care and good luck. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. 352, how can I help you?
Hi, thank you for taking my call tonight.
Sure, who am I speaking with?
This is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy, how are you?
I'm doing good. I recently made a big change in my life, residentially-wise. I left someone out of a relationship who has recently contacted me, wants to take me to dinner Sunday for my birthday, and I'm kind of undecided whether I should go or not, and kind of where that's at. And in the new situation where I am, I'm trying to get into a business, get started on a business venture partnership, and making money with that. So can you tune into if you see that happening? Because it hasn't really begun yet on the project. Will there be follow through and will that come to fruition this year, making money from that? And what do you see on the relationship situation?
Okay. So, Cindy, the first question you asked, may I have the person's first name, please?
Larry.
Larry. And happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
Sure. Just tuning in here to Spirit. I definitely feel some resistance on your part to wanting to get together with him, but I do see you doing it because there's also a big part of you that says, oh, heck, I'm going to go have fun on my birthday. So why not, right? And it looks like it's a good time. You know, he does. He shows you a good time. You are glad that you went. And there is, it looks good. It looks like you guys have a good time.
Okay, because he hasn't really had any conversations with me since I left or about leaving. Uh-huh. You know, there was just a lot of stuff going on there, and I we're leaving, I'm leaving. And he's like, yeah, go ahead. And he didn't really think I would, and I did. And I think he was just in shock that I actually did and just wouldn't speak to me.
Yeah, he's definitely left wondering what went on there, and that's part of his curiosity about wanting to see you. But I don't get the feeling that he is going to, you know, launch into that kind of conversation when he sees you. That, you know, there is a part of him that sort of knows better if you're going to be out for your birthday. So I do see it being just fun, you know, he misses you.
Okay.
And he is surprised that you went. Yeah, I definitely see that.
All right.
Enjoy if you go.
with the business venture, do you see that I will start making money and we will move forward with that, or is that kind of talk on the other party, or we're actually going to do it and partner on?
I'm just tuning in here. I see you being really, really ready. Is it a female that's heading this up, or the other partner?
No, the other partner is a male.
Okay.
But
so it looks like it's almost like they're
pretty much
on your
retired, and he funds deals and partners with a bunch of different people, and they do the work. He's retired now from the from the hands-on part of it. So he'll just fund the deals, they do the work, and then they, you know, split the profit to get the initial money back. So
yeah,
I don't know what the stalling is on getting started.
What Spirit says is, you know, obviously they're in a position, the organization, of having a lot of people come at them with proposals and wanting what they have to offer, i.e. money, i.e. funding for their projects and things. And so they really sort of do things on their time. And, you know, they feel fairly righteous in doing that because of the position that they hold. And they don't strike me as people that are in a hurry at all. And, it's almost like they sort of, everybody's kind of lined up and they decide who they want to pull in when they want to pull them in, if that makes sense.
Okay.
I do get a sense that they are going to come back to you with, like, requests for minor changes. I don't think it's more information, but maybe minor changes to the way things have been proposed. And that's a little bit part of the delay. Yeah, and you'll consider whether you really want to do it or not. I don't see it as a, I see it as a positive. Once you decide to go with them, it could really take you places. I mean, this could do a lot for you. Obviously, if it's funding for a business idea or a project, I mean,
it's big projects involving horses, and like I said, there's been some stalling, and I don't know if they're really intending to follow through. And if I'll be making money with that this year or not. Because I need to get cash flow going, and if that's not going to come to fruition, I need to be putting my energy elsewhere.
Understood. I do see it coming to fruition once you get through this round of sort of, you know, renegotiations, if you will, a tweaking of the existing contract. And when they do fund it, when it does start, I see it being big fast. Now, I don't know if it's going to be exactly where you want it by the end of the calendar year. But within a year, it looks like it's got really, really great legs. I mean, it's going places.
Okay. Yeah, it has the potential to be very big. It's just the getting started part, timing of the time of year, you know, with the sales and things. So.
Yeah, unfortunately, they just do things on their own time because they really feel justified in doing so, which isn't very helpful to you, I realize, because timing
right.
is everything. You know, things
right.
that are more seasonal like that. Yeah.
Right. I just made a big move and needing to generate business and work and cash flow.
They see what a good venture it is for them. I mean, they definitely see the potential of what you've proposed to them. So I do see them being open to it, absolutely. But, yeah, just a few little tweaks.
Well, that's what I was wondering, if they see, you know, like what kind of changes they're wanting. They have mentioned kind of a control move. It looks to me like a power play, kind of a control move that I should get rid of the rest of my horses before I go into that venture. I was in another business with the other horses. But I can do both, and the other horses is, you know, have family, but I also make money with them.
Yeah, do not agree to anything that doesn't feel right for you. That doesn't feel
yeah.
right if they're asking you
no,
to get
I'm not.
Divorce. Definitely
and
go
I,
with your gut on that.
Right. I felt like it was a good, that's why I'm wondering if it was if really going to follow through with the other business deal or if he's going to accept it. No, I'll walk away before I do that, you know, because that's not something I can live with.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, good luck to you, Cindy.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's been a lot of fun. You
thank
picked
you.
Up on some good stuff. Thank you.
I appreciate you calling in. Thanks.
I appreciate you. Have a good evening.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You're listening to Psychics Gone Wild with Angela Bixby. I've been doing the show for the last few months with Jethro, and Jethro's on a night off tonight, everybody. But please still call in. Talk to Angela. Call in for a reading. One of the ways that you can get in touch with me is to go to my website, www.energyintuit.com. You'll find my contact information there, my services. Drop me an email. Tell me about yourself. I'd love to connect with you. I'm going to go ahead and bring another caller on here. 215, you're on. How can I help you?
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. This is Jackie calling from Delaware.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi. Career question. Does my career look stable in the next foreseeable future?
I'm just tuning in here, Jackie. Things look a little bit bumpy, they say. It's almost as if it's felt unstable, and you've made it through sort of like, it looks like there's like three components to this. I don't know if it's, you know, rounds of layoffs or changes of hands in the company, but it looks like you're in the second wave of changes with your organization.
Hmm.
Have they done some restructuring or some layoffs or something?
Not that I know of. I mean, they changed the transportation company, but and actually they've actually added more of my position recently.
Good. Good. Yeah, I see that. I see these sort of indicators that are kind of up and down, and it looks like with regard to you, things are sort of on a good swell. I think you're going to be fine in terms of your position in your industry.
Okay, good.
You'll see some other people atrophy, though, in other parts of the organization. You know, that's definitely coming. But I don't see your position as one that that's going to happen to.
I'm not hoping we get a new CEO, actually, because I don't think she's very good.
Oh. Yeah, I don't necessarily sense a change in leadership yet.
Mm.
Not before, I don't think before probably next year.
I mean, I really, really like my boss, though. My boss is the best.
Good.
I think she's the closest person to a saint on earth that I've ever met.
Aw, very, very high words of you to speak for her.
Yeah, and a lot of people will say that about her.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
it's so refreshing to have leaders like that, isn't it?
Yeah, but she's like that, but her boss isn't like that at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the universe is funny in that way. Sometimes it just does not make sense. Yeah, you and your boss are in a good position. I do see that CEO not lasting.
Good. I mean,
yeah, but I don't.
She's probably fine, but she's just not good in that position.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't wish her ill will or anything.
No, what Spirit says is they offer sort of a Mickey Mouse image for her, with all due respect. I'm not even sure who we're talking about, and I'm glad I don't. But, you know, it's as if she doesn't quite know what she's doing, right? She's just sort of going through the motions in not a very productive and professional way.
Right, right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see that. And the people that need to see that see that.
Okay,
upcoming change.
Can I ask you another question?
Sure, quickly, what's up?
I actually kind of work, another person has my position, and I really feel like we have to get referrals for our business, and I feel like she's cheating in the way that she gets referrals. I think she has access to this database that I don't, and I don't think I think that's how she's getting so many referrals.
Mm-hmm.
And I've tried to point this out to my boss, and she has not given it any credence. And, you know, I'm not paranoid or whatever. I mean, at least I don't think I am. But I just don't think that this coworker is forthright and honest.
Mm-hmm.
And people are giving her all kind of accolades, and I just don't think they're warranted.
Yeah, it looks like there's definitely something going on there in terms of falsification or something. There's something not right about that situation. But, you know, the best thing you can do is just keep doing what you're doing.
Right.
And it looks like Spirit says it's going to be, like, light's going to be shed on it soon.
Oh, good.
Yeah, without you even really having to go to anybody. It looks like it'll be quite apparent to who needs to know about it soon. It's not only that person, it's another person, too, that's doing this. It's actually, like, two or three people that are doing this.
You know what? That oh, my gosh, you have no idea. I thought it was two people. I was almost positive it was her, and I wasn't sure if it was somebody else, but oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so somebody's got an eye on it, and it'll be addressed very soon without you having to say anything about it or worry about it.
Okay. Good. Oh, wow. I'm just putting my head down, doing, you know, working the grindstone and hoping for the best.
Sounds good. Good luck to you, Jackie. Thanks for calling in from Delaware.
All right. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
580, you're on the air. How can I help you? 580, are you there? 580, are you there? Three 15, I'm jumping to you. Can I help you? How can I help you?
Yes, I was wondering if you could just give me a general reading, or don't you do those?
I prefer to have a question to tune in on. May I ask your name?
Okay, my name is Annette.
Hi, Annette.
Hi, honey. I was wondering then about where my relationship is going to go.
Gotcha. Yeah. When, you know, when I'm not sitting in front of you or, you know, looking at some different questions about areas of your life, a lot of times Spirit sort of takes us to whatever's most emotionally charged, right? So it sounds like that's where the best choice was for you to ask about. The relationship looks like it looks like you two are together now. Are you together or are you on a break?
We're on a break.
Okay. So is the person that you were in a relationship with then with someone else? Is that what I'm seeing?
Well, we just broke up during this past week.
Okay. So it looks like, yeah. I mean, I see you kind of walking away and really taking care of yourself. There might be somebody else involved in this, because I don't see when you do come back together is what I see, and do some talking, some negotiations, but it looks like there's more than the two of you at the table. You know, I don't know if one of you has children or if there's somebody else involved, but there is somebody else to be considered, Spirit says, in this. It's not necessarily another romantic person, but there's someone else that's to be considered in this, and I don't know what that's about personally for you guys, but I do see you coming back together, discussing the situation. It's almost as if you come back together and you approach the relationship in a whole different way.
Okay.
You find a different way to do things. It feels like it works better for both of you.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yes. There is somebody else involved, but it's not romantic as far as I know.
Right. Yeah, no. It might even be like a daughter or something, or, you know, a female that one of you takes care of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's about a different approach. And, you know, this time away is helpful, and you do come back together and you negotiate a different approach to the relationship.
Okay. And do you see it going any further than what it is right now if you were to go back together, because we had talked about getting married at one point?
I don't see that happening at the moment. It looks like what Spirit says is that you need to go back into it and do the relationship in a different way. And you both will know pretty quickly if it's going to be something that's going to be that permanent or not. If the faith is important on both sides, it's almost as if, even when you were talking marriage before, you were really sure on that. He wasn't. And so that's sort of what needs to be determined, is he needs to sort of find that faith in the depth of your relationship, if that's going to come to pass.
He's insecure with a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, good luck to you, Annette. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
303, how can I help you? 303, are you there?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hi, I was calling to see, I'm embarking upon a new nutritional program next Monday, and I wanted to see if it's going to be beneficial.
Fantastic. What's your first name?
My name's Joanne.
Hi, Joanne. Nice to talk
Hello.
To you.
Thank you.
Good for you. It's a positive change. Right on. I love to hear that kind of stuff.
It's been a tough year, and my father passed away last year, and I'm finally getting back on my feet, and time to take care of me.
Yeah. It looks like this is a really good move. I mean, it's something that you're really excited about. It looks like it's something that you're not going to be doing alone. You're really supported in this. Do you have someone that's embarking on this with you, or is there just a level of support?
My husband says he's going to embark upon it with me.
He said he was going to?
Yes.
Yeah, I do see him following through and doing it. You're going to be the driving force, which may not surprise you, but I do see him sticking with it with you. And it's going to be a super change for both of you. It's going to shift things for both of you in ways that you hadn't even thought of. Yeah,
okay.
It's so good. It's going to have very far-reaching effects, and it's going to be good for both of your health. It looks like, I don't know if it's both of you. Yeah, it looks like it's both of you. This is kind of an interesting image. They're showing me the insides of your veins and arteries as if they're going to really appreciate what it is that you're doing, this nutritional change.
Okay, so I'm embarking upon it for more of a full body repair, the weight, the hormones, all that good stuff. And hoping it'll help him with a drinking problem, help get that out of the path and clean his body out. You see that as part of it?
Yeah. I see, though, it's going to help both of you. I mean, it's going to help both of you, your blood. For you, it looks like it's there's a lot of inflammation involved in the hormonal process for you, and so it's really going to quell that. For him, I think he's got some buildup or plaque or something too on the insides of his arteries that this is going to help too. So, I mean, they're showing you the literal insides of your veins and arteries that are, they're really happy. they're both happy for both different reasons. So, I mean, this is health down deep to your blood. This is a good move for both of you.
Great. I'm thrilled that you see him doing it with me, so completely. I mean, he said he would. I didn't know if he'd really go for it.
He will. He's going to feel so good initially that, I mean, he's going to be so pleasantly surprised by this. You both are in different ways. But, yeah, I do see him sticking with it because he's going to feel so much better. He will see results quickly.
Great. Well, I thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. Take care.
Night.
580, you are on the air.
Hi, finally.
Hi.
My name is Vicki.
Hi, Vicki.
And I'm from Oklahoma. I lost my husband about 6 months ago, and I'm kind of connected with an old friend that I knew before him. And I don't know how to put this. Is he the one my husband wants me to be with? Because I've been told that, you know, he was going to bring me someone.
Aww.
And that, you know, we we've known each other, this person and I have known each other going on 5 years. So he's not a stranger, you know. But, I mean, I don't know. He's he's very, very shy, and I'm kind of gun-shy, you know. And,
mm-hmm.
and he's a lot younger. He's 16 years younger than I am.
Woo-hoo! Go get him, Vicky. Yeah, I say that in jest, in kind jest. Vicky, my condolences to you on the loss of your husband.
Thank you.
May I ask, please, this new friend's first name?
Daniel.
It does look like this is who your husband wanted to lead you to. You know, I see something very romantic unfolding in what feels like a really sort of innocent way. You know,
uh-huh.
It's not, there's nothing that feels disrespectful about it. There's everything that feels respectful about it.
Uh-huh.
Between, you know, the interplay between the two of you and also towards your husband, who's now in spirit.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he gives some really nice images for you guys. It looks like it's definitely who your husband's guided you to.
Okay. Well, I feel like it is, you know, because before my husband passed, I hadn't talked to this friend in 4 years, and I had a dream about him that we were sitting out on a rock, just holding hands, you know, and walking through the woods at the lake. And then a few days later, my husband passed away, and I hadn't thought about this person in years, you know. And, I mean, in the physical sense, we've never even held hands. I mean, nothing, you know. But he's been there for me. He's like my rock, because if I need to cry and throw a temper tantrum or whatever, he just sits and listens, you know.
Yeah, I see that. That's fantastic. It sounds really, really supportive and respectful and kind, Vicky. And I see they give me an image of a campfire, really, you know, sort of nice and warm and cozy. It's just it's someone that you obviously feel very comfortable with, and he's about your comfort. You know, which is really nice, particularly at this time in your life.
Yeah.
Enjoy
he's
that.
My rock.
Good. Lean on him. Enjoy that.
Yeah, okay. I didn't want to make my husband mad.
Oh,
you know?
No. It feels like he's very peaceful about this for you. He really,
okay.
You know, he approves in all senses of the word.
Okay. Well, Jethro had told me, you know, he saw my husband was laughing, and he was standing there laughing and pointing, like, because I'm saying, no, I'm not ready, and he's, like, pushing me, and the guy was going to have long hair, and my friend had he's Native American, he has real long hair, and my husband had long hair, you know, and they kind of favor each other in the physical aspect, you know, and so I was like, okay, because this guy had told his grandma about me the other day.
Oh,
you know, and I said, oh, God, that sounds pretty serious when you start telling granny.
What Spirit says is it looks like things will be getting romantic soon, and it's going to feel, Vicky, like you're being sort of bowled over by a really big wave, but stick with it because it feels like a really good place for you to be. So just stick with it, even if it feels like you're being taken under for a few minutes, you know, you're having a hard time catching your breath by the wave. But go with it because, you know, as this settles in, he looks like a really good person.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Good luck. Thanks for calling in, Vicky.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye. 862, how can I help you?
Hi, my name's Teresa. How are you?
Hi, Teresa. Good. How are you?
I'm good. Just got the girls to bed, and I just saw that I follow your show. So I was like, oh, my God, they're on. So I said, let me give them a call and see what they're up to.
Fantastic. Thanks for calling. It's always such a nice time on a Friday night when you get the kids into bed.
Yes, especially when they're 13 months apart and are girls.
Oh, my goodness. How young are they, if you don't mind saying?
5 and 6.
Wow, yeah, those are handfuls right now. Well, good. Kick back, relax, and how can I help you?
Okay. I was just wondering, I'm having some challenges coming my way as far as personal. I was wondering do you see it kind of clearing up? Is there anything I should do or should have done? Or is it just my course
Yeah.
Does that make sense? I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. Don't apologize. I'll ask you a couple questions to understand a little bit better what I'm seeing, but obviously keeping the privacy of the situation, you know, where it needs to be. So is there someone involved in the situation?
What happened is my daughter gets bullied at school. My daughter gets bullied at school, and I went and I spoke to the parent myself.
Mm-hmm.
And the parent turned around and said, no, it's your daughter bullying. And instead of keeping it between us, because I didn't want to make a big deal, she decided to go and tell other people that I was very respectful. I swear I was very respectful. But, you know, she's now spreading, you know,
like wildfire.
Incredibly.
I mean, it didn't have to be this big at all. It felt like a big deal to you for obvious reasons, because no one wants to. And children shouldn't be bullied. That's not cool. It's not okay. And so
no.
It was a big deal, and you were handling it tactfully by addressing it with her, and she's really just kind of blown things out of proportion. I see her continuing to do more of that.
Okay.
It's really just going to require for you to continue with your boundaries. You know where you stand, and you know you stand in the right place. I don't see any more bullying happening, though, for your daughter. That's taken care of. Now it's almost as if you've got to deal with this version of bullying from the mom.
Yeah, because she's definitely, it's kind of weird. She's definitely, put her line in the sand, and pretty much is anyone that's friends with me or knew me, I'm not really calling them friends because, I pick up my kids and them are in the same class. So a friendship to me is something more special, more sacred. But, I say hi and bye, I'm cordial. She's really trying to pick sides. And I'm out of high school, but I feel like I'm being dragged into high school. And it's not a fun place.
No, I mean, this is your child's school. This is a place where you're building community. Right? I mean, and your girls are young, and so it's the beginning of a long road of community at the school and other schools. What I see this woman doing is she's going to continue to sort of go down the line and try to change the story and kind of get people. I mean, this isn't going to be a short process for her. She's going to continue to try to sort of get people to not want to be friendly with you. But the rest of the community members are pretty on to her. They understand the kind of person that she is, and her behavior is speaking for itself.
Okay, good, because I've been stepping back. I'm not, when someone tries to tell me what's going on, I'm like, it's none of my business what she thinks of me, because I know I came to a good place with her. I explained my situation.
Mm-hmm.
I explained my situation to her, and, the teacher has also called her, noting this. I just wanted to know if there was something else that perhaps maybe my daughter, she's only six, but maybe she said something wrong, can we talk about it? And I came from a very, loving, I tried, and she just wasn't, it backfired on me. My husband said I should just, let the principal do it. But, I'm an adult, and we're all moms, so I didn't see the harm in communicating.
No, you did the right thing. And Spirit says you were modeling great behavior for your daughters, which is important to do. And, sometimes when you go to talk to someone, they're not rational and it doesn't work out. And they continue to act in an inflammatory way. And that's what this woman's doing. So there are a lot of lessons for not only your daughters, but a lot of other people involved here. But it's all being taken care of, Spirit says. There is nothing else for you and your girls to do.
Was this a lesson that I didn't learn, maybe because I avoided high school conflicts, because I do avoid conflicts a lot. I'm not very, I don't like confrontations. I'm more easygoing, or you stay over there, I stay over here, we can say hi, bye, and that's it. I'm more like that, and I was like that all through high school. Maybe that's why it's coming up, because I was wondering, I'm like 42, why is this coming up for me now? Is that weird? I'm sorry.
No, it's not weird. Life can be funny that way. I think we all get into situations, regardless of our age, where we wonder, why is this coming at me? Why am I facing this? Right? So what they say is, I don't get a sense that it has anything to do with, say, karma or past life or something that went on that you did or didn't do, choices that you did or didn't make in high school, what they offer quite clearly, and this is a little bit out there, but go with me, is that this was about independence for you, and they give an eagle as a symbol and a supporting guide for you, a guiding spirit. And so it was really important for you to speak up to this woman, and the lesson was really in that for you.
Okay, I like that. That's very nice, Angela. Yeah, no, it does.
Definitely pay attention to eagles and look a little bit, you know, online into what they mean, because there's definitely some strong symbolism here for you to be learned from eagles.
Yeah, okay, because that's really beautiful. Because I have been asking my guardian angel to give me signs, like, should I flee or should I stay? And I've been seeing a lot of birds.
Just fly high.
And that's what I've been seeing. I'm so sorry, Angela. That's why I'm laughing. I've been seeing a lot of birds, and, you know, and, like, you know, they even crap on my car. And my husband's like, your car looks like, you know, they're pooping. I'm like, I asked for symbols, Gary, you know, and I'm getting them, that's so funny that you said, you know, birds. That's amazing. Thank you. Because, like, I was just like, why, you know. And for Italians, a bird pooping on you is good luck. So I'm like, so why is she still doing this? Like, why can't she just go away, you know? Our kids aren't friends. We don't have to be friends. We just have to be nice. Just, you know, you over there, me over here. Hi, bye, you know. Not even. Just, you know, difference of opinion. Move on.
She's over on the other side of the wall wrestling with her own karma. Don't worry about her.
Okay, but my karma's okay. Okay, as long as my karma's okay.
You made a good set of choices in this. Everything looks good.
Is there any, do you see my guardian angel? Is there any, like, you know, message they have for me other than fly above the clouds and out of harm's way?
Yeah, they say try not to think about it too much. It definitely, you know, takes up a lot of, these kinds of situations take up a lot of mental space, really for all of us, but they say that they see it on your mind a lot, and anything you can do to just have fun and lighten up is going to feel good for you.
Well, yeah, we just came back from a baseball game, and she was there, and, you know, two moms that normally say hi to me all of a sudden just didn't know my name, so I was like, still? Like, honestly, it's still? So,
yeah.
So, no, but thank you so much for
this. You're welcome. Just try to refocus on your good feelings, I say.
Okay, but I'm on the right path, right, Angela? I'm doing okay?
Yeah, you're doing great, Teresa.
Oh, thank you so much, and you have a blessed night, you know, and have a tequila when you get off work.
I will. I have a tall glass of red wine waiting for me at 10 o'clock.
Okay, red wine, tequila, you know, I'm tequila, you're red wine, we're good, you know. You know, awesome, thank you.
Thank you, Teresa. Take care. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. You're listening to Psychics Gone Wild with Angela Bixby. Jethro is on a break this week. We've got about 12 more minutes left of the show. I'm going to get to a couple more callers here. 323, how can I help you? 323, are you there?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Oh, my name is Jacqueline. How are you?
Hi, Jacqueline. I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. Thanks.
How can I help you tonight?
Okay. I wanted to find out what Spirit has to say regarding my finances and romances.
Finances and romances. Two popular topics. All right, so finances first. Finances look good for you. It's almost as if there's something that you've been sort of waiting to float in, is what they say. It's almost like there's something that's like parachuting in really slowly and getting ready to land in your sphere, in your world. Yeah, so there's something that's almost like you've had something in the works. So you've been working on manifesting something. Something's coming in for you. Your finances look good.
Oh, good. Yeah, I've been working on healing and Reiki, and I'm getting my certificate, and I've been dibbling and dabbling in aromatherapy things. So,
wow, fantastic! Yeah, there's some interesting sort of geometric energy to the whole thing too. So that makes sense now that you say that. Definitely makes sense. Yeah, so once you get that certification in and you start moving forward with that as a way to bring in income, Yeah, I mean, your finances already look good, but it's almost like they're, yeah, there's something else definitely opening up for you. This is exciting.
Okay, does it look like in the form of a job working for someone? Because that's where I'm looking for work, basically, I guess, like a center or something to kind of like start out under someone, or if not under, but just working in a setting that's already set up. And I'm also moving in the direction of getting my own studio. So it's like, you know, as finances come in or get settled, or, you know, so does it look like I'll get a job with someone first, or just
yeah,
get my own client?
It does. It looks like you're going to a place where there's a huge flow of people.
Oh,
there are a lot of people that come through this place, and almost like ants to a picnic, they say. It's interesting imagery, yeah, that they say. So it's a very, very good place for you to be to practice and build your skills and gain clients. And then I do see you moving into your own thing. But, you know, you're going to get there, and there's a lot of activity. It's almost like there's almost too much activity for you.
Whoa.
You decide, because it's kind of overwhelming, not necessarily, you have plenty of clients, but it's almost like the amount of people that come into the center where you're going to work is overwhelming. And so you decide that after a bit of time, you know, you're ready to kind of go a little bit smaller in terms of number of other practitioners and number of feet that are coming through the doors. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm kind of a small, you know, kind of don't like a whole lot of overwhelming energy, but that makes sense. But it does sound good with too many customers as opposed to not enough.
Oh, yeah, very much so. And you, I mean, you really, you like it because you like that you're just sort of immersed in the experience right away, but you you will feel a little bit like you're in a fishbowl. And that's part of what drives you to go to kind of a smaller, quieter place.
Mm-hmm.
And but you get a lot of good experience there. I mean, you value what they offer when they offer you the position there. You know, you value it for what it is. And then I do see you moving on to your own client base in a smaller place, possibly as soon as the end of this calendar year. I mean, it's pretty quick. I don't know when your certification is going to come through, but it's pretty quickly after you've been at that center.
Oh, good. Yeah, I should be fully certified by the end of May.
It looks like about 6 months that you're at the other center before you make a move. So June to December.
Okay. So does the job opening look like it's coming right away, like as soon as I get certified, or it's going to be some time in between?
June, July at the latest.
Wonderful.
Excellent. Yeah, exciting. Now, the other question was romance. Is that right?
Romance, yes.
So are you in a relationship now?
No. Not at all.
No worries. No worries. Just asking a qualifying question. Let me just tune in here. You're ready, they say. I mean, you're definitely ready. You've been working on manifesting that mate.
Mm-hmm.
And I do see you with someone.
Hmm.
Yeah. I do. I see you, you know, I see you dating a bit. It might even be a couple of different people, but you're hitting, you're about to sort of come into a phase where you have a couple of different people that are interested in getting to know you, and you realize pretty quickly who the keeper is and who the keeper isn't, if that makes sense. Maybe three options that you have in terms of people that are going to be interested in getting to know you.
Anyone I know casually now, or is this totally new people?
That's harder to say because it's sort of like a clump of people, and it's hard to tell if they're new or if someone that you know already. But, pardon me, what Spirit says is that you know precisely what you're looking for in terms of what's a good match for you vibrationally and spiritually, energetically. You know, you understand that. And I think it's a new person. It's almost as if after you date these two or three people, somebody else comes in. That's the guy, you know, because you know what you're going to feel like when you meet him. And so, you know, you kind of go through these three, and they're nice people, but they're not quite right. And then this fourth person comes along, and it's
a bit of a home run for you. It looks good. It's exciting.
Oh, that is exciting. Oh, I sure appreciate this good information.
No problem, Jacqueline. Well, listen, good luck to you, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
323, how can I help you?
Hi, yes. I have a similar question. I am looking for a job. I actually have an interview coming up, and I wanted to know what you, in terms of getting a new job soon and maybe that specific job, and also what you see for me in terms of romance.
Gotcha. And what's your name?
I'm sorry?
What is your name?
Tahira.
Tahira?
Yes.
Hi, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
It looks like you have two options for the job. Are there two jobs that you're looking at?
I'm sorry, what?
It looks like I see two options for jobs. Are there two jobs that you're looking at?
I'm looking at several, but I only got called in for one interview so far.
I think you're going to get called in for a second. First interview with a second company. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. So the one you have coming up, though, it looks good. It looks like you get there and you feel like it's a good match, and they feel like you're a good match for them.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I see them offering you a job.
Yay!
Yeah, I'd be really surprised if they didn't. It just looks like they're pretty sure what they're looking for, and when you get there, they know.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I think it's a good fit, too, but I was just curious about, you know, what you thought.
It looks like they're hiring, like, four people for the position. I mean, there are sort of, like, four different positions, the same position times four.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes sense, but so, yeah, you're definitely one of the group that they hire for this group of positions.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. And you asked about love life?
Yes.
Are you seeing someone now, Sarah?
No.
Okay. Bear with me. I'm just tuning in.
Okay.
I see someone that is a good friend of yours that finds a way to get closer to you. Is there a guy that you're friends with now, that you're close friends with?
Not that I can think of right now.
Okay. So you may meet him in a friend capacity, and then it ends up evolving into more than friends.
Okay.
Yeah. It looks good. It's as if you find yourself both at a similar situation, where you're like you're observing something, you're at a ball game, you're at a show, and you kind of notice each other and you end up becoming friends, and then from there it develops into something romantic.
Okay. That sounds good.
All right. Enjoy. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye.
You're listening to Psychics Gone Wild with Angela Bixby on Fabulous Fun Friday Night. Jethro's on a break tonight. The show will be ending shortly. We're going to go ahead and close out with a clip of music called Rocks and Rainbows by Get Off Milan. Thanks for calling in, everybody. Take care.